This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is no Alpha Bucks because we've got a week off, right?
We're so out of here.
No letter or clue for you.
I'm about to go and get on a plane and listen to some Bublé.
Yeah?
Because I can't figure out
how to play any other song from your phone.
Literally.
Are you serious? I'm joking.
So I don't know how to get my Spotify to work when it's not online or whatever. For some reason, it doesn't work.
Give me your phone.
Anyway, but the only way I can listen to music is through the Virgin app. And the only thing they have on there is Muse or Michael Bublé in concert.
But yeah, come fly with me, let's fly
I reckon
away.
I can always repeat that concert back because it's been on there for years. But I will say, it's become my thing now is listening to Bublé.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of relaxing.
I do like Bublé, to be fair. Not as a person. I have no opinion on that. But as his music, great. As a person, I'm sure he's even better, but I haven't met him. Well, I was in the elevator with him once.
That's right.
I didn't notice, but Julia
noticed.
What
did he smell like?
Delicious.
I bet.
Yeah. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
And he's got like this band and of course he's wearing a suit. Like it's very theatrical.
He's in WA in July.
Is he?
That's around Lizzo territory.
Oh, that's imagine a Lizzo Michael Bublé collab.
It's about damn time.
In a minute. You know what? He will end up doing that because he loves to cover.
Ruining songs. Sorry, what?
What have you got against the boobs?
I'm in a bit of an agitated mood.
Oh.
Just kind of lashing out at people.
Target.
I don't mean it, Bublé. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he appreciates your apology.
I don't mean it at all. I'm not sorry at all.
I like to think he's somewhere, maybe in Vancouver right now, listening and going on an emotional roller coaster.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, he apologized. Oh, damn.
God, he's got me again. Quickly, yes. What are we doing during our week off? You're going over East.
Going to my pop's 90th.
Yep.
Yep. I'm excited. It'll be bopping, literally. My pop knows how to party too. He doesn't really drink or smoke, as we learned. That's apparently the key to a long life.
Boring. He loves having sex, but other than that...
Stop saying that!
Okay, he doesn't love having sex?
I don't know, because I don't really, like, talk about that with him.
Okay, well, no, good. That's weird.
That would be weird.
He loves banging.
Stop! You're going to make this so weird.
Pop, pop!
Anyway, so I'm excited to see Pop, my grandfather, Poppy Ray.
Not as excited as he'll be.
What does that mean? That's weird.
Speaking of banging, I'm going to be going to Boyup Brook to hang out with my wife for our wedding anniversary. So.
Oh, that'll be nice. Are you doing anything? Oh, you can't really say in case she listens.
Well, I'm doing my wife. Is that what you meant?
Oh, I was going to say anything exciting.
No, I'm going to try and have sex with my wife. But that's basically our whole marriage, you know. I ask, wait, we'll see what happens.
Are you going to do some rose petals, a spa, something? Because it's a getaway. You got to, you know.
I have Jamaican rum cake ready to eat, if that's what you mean. Ladies.
What, putting crumbs all through the bed?
Yeah. Ooh, now we're talking. The gift that keeps on giving. What's this? Actually, after our little thing on
follow the crumb trail, not the rose petals. It's just follow the coconut, the shred of coconut off the top of the cake.
We role play as Hansel and Gretel. I'm the bitch going against you. Oh, she's lost. Come find me.
The big bad wolf's coming.
Oh, every nursery rhyme.
Why am I getting involved in this? Okay, anyway.
We're going through the forest as a boy.
Anyway, look, I hope you and Julia manage to...
Come find me. You'll never find me with my crumbs.
Okay, I'm going to wrap this up now.
Yeah, it's fair. We got places to be.
I feel uncomfortable.
Do you? Well, all right. I say hello to your pop for me, by the way.
Not as uncomfortable as Julia is going to feel, I think.
Oh, really?
But anyway.
The way I do it.
Oh, God. None of this is making it to the podcast. Shelby's cutting
all of this. It is all making it to the podcast. She's got a week off as well. She don't give a shit, man. She's literally out of here. Shelby, what are you doing on the week off?
Absolutely nothing.
Good chat, mate. Good chat. There's a reason why she's not on the show. All right. Enjoy the podcast. I'm sorry. What are you doing
here? But she was amazing Shelby, when
you were
away.
She was a great co-host when you were away.
This show together.
Two women. It'll never work. Not just me saying that. Shelby, what are you doing during your week off?
Reading.
What books? I'm interested.
No, me too, but she doesn't say anything. What else? Go on.
Well, here's the thing. I've just moved states, so I'm excited to do nothing because I have just had so many intense weekends. I'm excited to get up, have breakfast in bed, just laze around the house, read books,
love
watch
it.
Movies.
Oh!
Boring. Enjoy the podcast.
Alan, I'm currently being trolled online on TikTok.
It's about time.
for the weirdest reason. So to set the scene, this has been a goal of mine for years, and that is to get on Google Maps. I remember once I was doing radio in a very small town and someone called the station and said, hey guys, just a heads up, the Google Maps car's getting around today. So I made it my mission, and this was a very small town. I literally drove down every single street looking for this thing that day, and I didn't make it.
Here's what I think of with Google Maps. I have two stories for you real quick. First one, the main street where the radio station is in Broome is not updated on Google Maps to the point where it is like, I think, 8 years old, and the building that the radio station has been in for 7 years does not exist because they've got the old photo there.
We don't exist there.
We don't exist there. And if you look at it, you'll see the whole thing is just different, and it just has this little gap because they were doing roadworks the day that Google Maps was in town. That's the first thing. Second thing, the old co-host that I had here, she got onto Google Maps smoking darts at the back of the building.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
If you look at it right
that's
now, you'll
the kind
see
of moment I want.
And they try to hide a smoke, but you can see it. It's the best.
And it's genuinely been a dream of mine. What a claim to fame to be on Google Maps. So the other day when I was driving, I see between the lanes of traffic a camera protruding from a car.
I saw it too.
And I thought, we're on here. I know what this is.
Yep.
So may or may not have made some manoeuvres to get close to this car. And the best part about it was I had my dog Gabby in the car with her big head hanging out the window. So now my dream has become...
Big head is a bit rude. She's got a moderately sized head.
She's got a massive head on it. She's a bit of a poof head, but I love it.
It's a bit of a bounce, but yeah, okay, all right.
But I'm thinking, oh my God, my dream has now become Gabby's dream too. And now I want my dog on Google Maps.
That'd be cool.
So anyway, I'm kind of documenting the process of it all. And Russell's driving, by the way. I'm not driving. I'm in the passenger seat. So I'm kind of filming me trying to get my dog onto what I think is Google Maps.
Cool.
Anyway, we did it. We finally make the cut. So I put a little TikTok together of my moment, my life's achievement. I uploaded and then straight away, instant trolling. I thought this was a wholesome life moment. No, they're trolling about the fact that apparently it was not the Google Maps car that I was following. It was the Apple Maps car. How very dare I? Now, to be fair, Apple Maps was written all over the car.
I'm
looking
at it
now.
It's literally all it says is Apple.
I didn't realize that Google Maps and Apple Maps were two different things either. But this is some of the comments. They are coming in thick and fast. Small minds, easily entertained. Okay, Stefan. That's Apple Maps. Okay, Keith.
Keith. You can't bully someone called Keith. Come on.
Nathan. I saw it the other day too. Thanks, Nathan, for your support. You get a like for that comment.
Okay.
It's Apple Maps. Okay. Apple Maps. Duh.
Yep.
That was my neighbour was on Google Maps watering her front lawn. Lol. She was so excited. You know what? Thanks, Liz. You're on board with my mission here.
Well, yeah.
Someone just basically said, you're an idiot.
Yep.
And then it just basically ensues of just literally people after people saying, Apple Maps, Apple Maps, Apple Maps, Apple Maps, Apple Maps. Guys, I get it. I'm on Apple Maps, not Google Maps.
Well, are you? Have you actually checked Apple Maps to see if you even made the cut?
I don't know if
because it could have been just traveling
I'm
somewhere.
I'm scared to go on any platform at the moment. You literally cannot do anything on the internet at the moment without being trolled.
No, you can if you don't mess it up.
Oh my God, look at this one. Alan Allworth, idiot.
Yeah.
What the hell, Alan?
Well, mate, it's Google Maps. You need to know. It's Google Maps. There's a big difference. I don't use Apple Maps, mate. You idiot.
Well, now I know. I've learned. Teachable moment, people.
Have you, bud? Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and there's two shows that everyone's talking about at the moment. Married at First Sight, but I'm done talking about that because I want to talk about something with some teeth, some drama, and that is The Last King of the Cross. You can get it right now on Paramount Plus, and joining us, the star of the show, Lincoln Yunus. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
Oh, look, I'm doing really, really well. I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, nice. Because I can imagine you would have had to have talked to some pretty heavy hitters in preparation for this role. Did you actually kind of go down some of the paths of meeting some of these characters that you're portraying?
Oh, yeah. John and I would talk most days. I spent a lot of time kind of researching beforehand, and then because John was a consultant on it and a producer, there was a lot of kind of, I guess, authenticity checks with how we set up the series and the business kind of profile of it.
So playing the role of John Ibrahim while he's watching this happen, what's that like? That's a bit weird.
And he's not like known for being the
most polite, supportive.
Yeah, you don't want to cross him.
Look, he's fine. He's fine. We both found a respect for each other, and he kind of would defer to me because I was like, look, this is my lane. You kind of stay in your lane. And
Wow, you said that. That would freak me out.
No. I think it's all part of it. I mean, like, I don't profess to know much about nightlife, and I wouldn't say he'd know much about my industry. So we, you know, that's why at the end of the day, you hire the people you hire.
Absolutely. Now, while you're on set, I'm curious as well, because John Ibrahim obviously has a lot of high profile mates for good reasons and for bad reasons, where many of them kind of rocking up to set and you'd just be like in the middle of a scene or prepping for a scene and going, is that? What's he doing over there? I think I'm about to like kill him in this scene. What's going on?
I was really hoping Snoop Dogg would make an appearance.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I mean, if we get another season, hopefully he does that then. I think that would be quite hilarious. But look, there were no kind of A-list characters that came onto the show that he would know, but that just leaves, you know, room for that to happen in the future, maybe.
What I'm intrigued
about is, I don't know much about the criminal world, but don't they have like a code of conduct around silence? Like, they're literally like writing this all down, documenting it, and making it into a TV show. Like, aren't they ever worried about the ramifications of making an entertainment program out of their illegal crimes?
Well, there's no crime that's been convicted, so it's just business, and this is all fictionalized. So, you know, John's never been convicted of anything, so I guess the criminality element is implied by the viewer, not by the creators.
And so were they serving anything else besides Kool-Aid on set, Lincoln?
How
was
Kool-Aid?
That's his line, and he's sticking to it.
No, but you're not wrong. Like, yeah, you're right. Like,
yeah, he hasn't. Maybe he's good at his job.
Very good, it sounds like.
I think he's a very good businessman, and that's where it ends.
Was there a moment where, and I don't know how prepped you were going into it before you actually got the script and stuff like that, where you were kind of like, you meet him, you know, it's all lovely in person, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden you're kind of reading scenes going, oh my God, like, oh my God. And now I've got to, like, see this guy tomorrow at work.
Nah, I mean, look, to be honest, I don't know if there's something delusional about my brain, but I can kind of dissociate, you know, what I'm doing from what I'm experiencing. So I kind of will read scripts and go, oh, that's so cool, and then get to set and go, oh, crap, I've actually got to do this. So I think, you know, for any actor in a long career, you kind of have to have that element of delusion about yourself.
I look forward to your next role of with that ability, Charles Manson, maybe Hitler, I don't know.
I need to grow a bit more of a hectic beard to play Charles Manson. Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. You're a very good-looking rooster. We've had a lot of people when we said we're talking to you today going like, oh, Lincoln Yunus. Oh, he's a very good-looking guy. I just say what I hear.
That's just my mum. So.
No, I don't really talk to your mum. That'd be weird. But a lot of the women in this radio station were very excited we're chatting to you and then very disappointed to find out it was only on the phone.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to disappoint. It's my specialty.
Well, on that note, if you want to watch it right now on Paramount Plus, where he will not be disappointing, Last King of the Cross, you can stream it right now. The first four episodes are up. Thanks so much for your time today, mate. It's been great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, this is the part of the show where producer Shelby joins us in the studio, and we're each going to tell you a fact. Or are we? Because one person has a fake fact. They're a filthy, dirty, no good, disease-ridden, disgusting, loving of bad thing liar. It's not me. And what we need you to do on 131060 is just simply tell us who was the liar. So we'll each take turns telling you a fact. Who do we want to start with today?
Maybe Carly.
Okay, I'll start. I'm
Thank
confident
goodness,
in my
I do
fact.
Not have my fake fact ready. I mean, my real fact ready. Padding.
Okay, so my fact is, and the reason why I was inspired to do this is because Dolly Parton, you can now pre-order a new book she's got coming out, which I'm so excited to read all about her life story. So my fact is on Dolly Parton.
Okay, I'll allow
my
it.
Fact is that Dolly Parton once entered a lookalike contest and lost. And it was actually her. It was a lookalike contest for herself, and she lost to a drag queen.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So starting with that one. Shelby, what's your fact?
My fact is a duck's quack doesn't echo, and nobody knows why.
I'm sorry, but let me...
What?
I agree. What, was that a duck quack?
A duck's quack does not echo, And nobody knows why. Scientists have continuously tested it over the years. It's been one of those talkback radio subjects where people with ducks will call in and say, yeah, no, it definitely
I wanted
does not
to
echo.
Just try but, then, but I'm like, I'm not a duck. I can't do it. I can do a duck sound, but I'm not a duck.
But doesn't every
what
noise
What about a human
echo?
Doing a duck?
Apparently not. No. As I said, scientists have been trying this. I think the last one was in 2003.
Now we're starting to feel fake here.
Yep. I agree.
Interesting.
I feel like you're a filthy, no good, dirty, disgusting bacteria-ridden liar.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, here's my totally
I want that to be true. I do.
I don't, for the record, I don't believe yours either, by the way, Carly. But anyway, my fact is there's a man called Barry Marshall. He's Kalgoorlie's own, and he won a Nobel Peace Prize for doing an experiment on himself. The end.
What was the experiment?
So, basically, he tested to see the bacteria in his stomach, and because of all the research that he did, gastric ulcers are no longer really a chronic problem.
Now, that sounds illegal. Are you allowed to operate on yourself?
Barry Marshall, he did it.
So he,
I don't
know about that. He operated on himself. What are
not
his qualifications?
Not operated. He just did an experiment to get rid of the bacteria in his own stomach.
What did he do to get rid of it?
He basically harbored bacteria in his stomach and then and got rid of it. Yeah. Yep.
That is traumatic.
I don't know.
where did you say this
so
was?
Weird.
Did you say where it was?
It was in Perth, but he was from Kalgoorlie.
Oh, my God.
At Royal Perth, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've got to Google
and
whether
he won
that's
a Nobel
legal.
Peace Prize in 2005. I
Peace
think.
Prize for what? Getting rid of bacteria that you put there.
Yeah, but because of him.
You know what I mean?
That's a good
like
point.
That's just cleaning.
Why are we picking apart mine so hard? Guys, please.
Things just don't add up.
All right. Well, 131060. Who is the liar? The facts once again, very quickly. Kalgoorlie's own Barry Marshall won a Nobel Peace Prize for doing an experiment on himself. That's mine, Carly.
Dolly Parton once entered a lookalike contest and lost to a drag queen.
Okay, and Shelby's
a duck's quack doesn't echo, and nobody knows why.
All right. Well, there. I don't. You both. Are we all lying today? 131060. Who do you think is the liar? We'll take your calls now. Beck, who do you think it is?
Hello.
Hello. Who's the liar?
I think it might be the duck one.
Shelby, producer Shelby.
Okay.
How do you feel about Shelby being called out?
I truly, it's just baffling that people don't believe this.
Beck, do you have a duck? Have you done this experiment yourself?
No, I don't have a duck, but I have heard about the bacteria one. I don't know if he's from WA, but I know there is a bacteria.
Okay.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay,
thank you, Beck. Let's go to Tammy in Eaton. Tammy, who do you think the dirty, no good liar is?
Hello.
Hey,
there we go, Tammy.
Tammy, who's the liar?
I was thinking the Nobel Peace Prize.
My fact? Yeah. Oh, no, I can't hear Tammy, sorry. why do you think mine's a lie?
I don't know, it just sounds unreal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I agree. Also, 5 minutes before that, you said you didn't have a fact.
Yeah, but I'm
literally
very good.
And one to make up would be just a random thing like that.
Yeah, I disagree. All right, let's go to Michelle in Bunbury. Who do you think the liar is, Michelle?
I think it's the second one, the duck one.
The duck one, producer
okay.
Shelby.
Yeah. That's, you sound I mean, strong I, in that.
Yeah, because I know the third one's true, and I'm pretty sure the first one's true, so it's got to be the duck.
You think the Dolly Parton one is true?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Michelle. And last but not least, Alana from Geraldton. Alana, who do you think the liar is?
I reckon the second one, the duck one.
Shelby.
Oh, that's the one I want to be.
You're
true.
From Geraldton. Producer Shelby's from Geraldton. It's because you know Shelby and you know she's a dirty liar just naturally. Is that why you suspect it's her? No? All right.
Okay. Well, someone has to reveal themselves.
Carly, I'll let you reveal first.
Well, no one called me out, and I think that's because everyone knows this fact. It's a very famous Dolly Parton fact that she once entered a lookalike contest and lost to a drag queen. Apparently, she was laughing the whole way through, and someone actually got on the microphone and said, "It's not this short gay guy."
So your fact is 100%
true. 100%
true. So it's down to producer Shelby and myself. Shelby.
Yeah. Look, it may be fake. But what I will say, it is actually a very, very popular myth. So I was not lying when I was saying it has been on Rate Talk Radio for years. Yeah. Scientists are still testing it because people don't believe it. But I mean, as in, like, they still think that it's true that ducks don't, their quacks don't echo.
So their quacks do echo.
They do echo,
of course they do.
But it is a different sound. So, yeah.
All right. And mine, so you're the liar after all that. Okay.
Wow, I really wanted that to be true.
And mine was true. It's a really interesting story that we do not have time to dive right into. But essentially, Barry Marshall did get a Nobel Peace Prize. The story is basically gastric ulcers is a common illness, but the cause of them was they didn't know what it was. So back in the 80s, the 70s, 80s, someone figured out that could have been maybe bacteria. And he went, I'll test this out, and did it on himself. And he, it's pretty interesting.
He's out
right?
there doing God's work.
Yeah,
though, isn't
1982, he proved that patients could only be cured if the bacteria was actually eliminated. So that's now how we do it with antibiotics. And he's WA's own, Kalgoorlie's own.
Wow, that is pretty impressive. I feel bad I ever doubted him.
Yeah, so now antibiotics is the only way to do it, and gastric ulcers are no longer counted as a chronic illness because of his research.
Oh, amazing. That's a good fact.
Should never have doubted
him. That's a really good fact.
What's his name again? What's his name again?
Barry Marshall.
Barry, always coming through, Bazza.
But don't doubt me. That's the takeaway.
Okay.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and this Sunday, Carly, is Neighbour Day.
Yes, I'm all about this. I'm about to get new neighbours as well. So to tell us about World Neighbour Day and how we can all be better neighbours, we're joined right now by Costa from Gardening Australia. Good morning, Costa.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Alan. How are you both?
Doing great. Doing great, neighbour. You're not actually my neighbour, but I love the idea of you being a neighbour because my neighbour at the moment has a really dead, horrible-looking garden, and I feel like that wouldn't be the case if you lived next to me.
Yeah, well, look, there are benefits.
How are you for a cup of sugar?
There's vegetables. Yeah, look, sugar. I'm not growing any sugar canes, so yeah, I'm sugar free.
In all honesty, Costa, World Neighbour Day has a bit of an important message behind it.
Yeah, it does. We've come out of a really disturbed few years. You know, there's been fires, there's been floods, there's been droughts, there's pandemic, and all of that has really created wedges. You know, sure, we came together for the beginning of the pandemic and it was like, yeah, let's put toys in the windows and in the gardens and sort of everyone was sharing and caring. And then as it went on, it all sort of faded. And I think there's a little bit of jaded kind of jet lag around. And this is really about saying, hey, we can create some certainty in our neighborhoods just by being a little present and saying hello to someone, or, you know, like your new neighbors moving in. Imagine, you know, giving them a meal, or even if you don't have time to make them a meal, a tray with some baking on it so that when they're busy shifting, they get, you know, a little bit of a lift, a little bit of a sugar lift. And there's things that we can do to turn what is a street of asphalt, concrete, curb, pavement, lamp poles, signs.
Oh, he knows my street well.
into an actual living neighbourhood.
Costa, I have to actually say, my mindset's changed quite a bit the last few years. I've become a way better neighbour. Number one, I started doing a thing with a few mates that live in my area called driveway beers, where I sit in the driveway and drink a beer. It's the best. Yeah. People come by, I say hello. I'm a lot more friendly because I've been having a few beers, drink responsibly. And the other thing that I've been doing is we've got, like, you know, most suburbs have them, and most towns have them, those community pages. Quite often I'll post up when I've just cut all the rosemary, I put it in a box at the front and just tell them that, you know, congrats some rosemary. Things like that, Costa. It's not hard, you know?
Yeah, and that's a really nice way of using the technology but not getting stuck behind it.
So yeah.
Using that to say, hey, I've got some excess carrots or zucchinis or, in your case, you know, lots of rosemary, come and get it. Then that's going to create conversation, and that conversation creates inclusiveness, and then people remember you as the rosemary man.
I don't want that.
People are going to be known for something.
They're going to call me Rosemary. I'm like, wait, that's not my name.
yeah, exactly. Are you Rosemary? I want to speak to Rosemary. But, you know, these are the things that are living. You know, you've become part of a little bit of neighborhood folklore. You know, I do lots of simple little things that have lots of layers to it, in the sense that I travel a lot. So, like, if I know that I'm not going to use all those eggs, I take them down to my neighbor.
Or I've got some
leftover, you know, beetroots that I never got through, or I've just harvested trailer load of zucchini. You know, just dropping them on the doorstep, and then people try and work out, well, where'd they come from?
That's good. Carly does a similar thing where if anyone has anything they're giving away, Carly will always take it and keep it for herself. Because she's happy to help, Carly. You're a hero.
Exactly. Right. Just cleaning up the streets, you know?
Anything that's curbside goes straight to Carly's house.
Also recycling.
She's cleaning the neighbourhoods, literally.
You know, that page that you talk about, that's an easy way to put the little flag up and say, hey, whether it's your rosemary or whether I need to borrow a box trailer or whatever, you know, share tools, someone to give me a hand to shift a few things. We can do these little things and make our home a better place.
Absolutely, Costa. Well, it is Neighbour Day this Sunday. Don't use the day, but you can go out there and do any day of the week. Costa, absolutely appreciate your time, mate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. It's always great to chat. And I love the idea that I'm over here on the other side of the country, but we can still connect and talk about this good stuff.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.